どうだろう、In China and also in Japan, we have seven important buildings. One is Sanmon. Sanmon is main gate. And the first building you see in front of Sanmon is Buddha Hall. when we have the first chanting. Usually, this Buddha Hall is the building where we celebrate for our nations or for our president or emperors. Something which is related to the country. That is the most official the building where the most official ceremonies are held. And behind the Butsuden, the Buddha Hall, we have Hatto, where we give lecture, or where we observe memorial services for our members, where we recite sutras. This is so-called Hatto. Hatto means Hall of Dhamma Hall, the place where we spread Dhamma. And the left-hand side of the Butsuden, there is kitchen, queen, or kuri, queen or kuri. That is the kitchen. And usually, guest rooms are attached to the kitchen building. And the other side of the kitchen. Excuse me, the opposite side of the kitchen, left-hand side of the Buddha Hall, we have Sodo or Zendo. So that makes 1, 2, 3, 4. And we have 5, that makes 5. Sanmon, the main gate, and Buddha Hall, Hatto, and kitchen, and Sodo, Zendo or Sodo. And we count two more. The one is restroom. We call it Tosu. Usually Tosu is built right-hand side of the, as you enter, right-hand side of the main gate, we have Tosu. Tosu is restroom. And we have also bathroom or bathing room. That is, you have bathroom and restroom is same, but in Zendo, in monastery we have to separate building. And so we have seven important buildings. And in Zendo, and bathroom and toilet, we do not talk. You know, that is rule. In Zendo, we don't talk. In bathroom, we shouldn't talk. And in toilet, we shouldn't talk. That is so. Three silent practice. Three silent practice place we call. And the first, most formally, the first chanting is chanted in Butsuden, Buddha Hall. And next chant is usually chanted in Hatto. Eiheiji, right now we chant all those sutras in Hatto. But most folk, if it is something very formal for the country, like chanting, we have first of every month, or 15th of every month, we chant sutra for the country. In that case, we chant it in Buddha Hall. And noon service usually held in Buddha Hall too. And next service or chanting is for Arahat. This point, you know, you may wonder why Mahayana Buddhists chant for Hinayana, you know, Arahat. You may wonder, but we strictly observe chanting for Arahat, who is so-called it, you know, Hinayana Buddhist. Hinayana or Mahayana is, you know, just, you know, when Mahayana Buddhist arrived, they denounced, you know, Theravada Buddhist because of the Theravada Buddhist or Hinayana Buddhist, just their practice is just for themselves and not much for others. And Mahayana Buddhists practice is for others too, for themselves and for others too. But this is a kind of, you know, discrimination which we should, as a Buddhist, which we shouldn't. So in Soto school, I think in Rinzai too, we recite a sutra for Arahats who were the direct disciples of Buddha. And there are many Arahats. We count at least 16 Arahats. Many of the we find many Buddhas disciples, which belong to, which is included, ten famous Buddhas, outstanding Buddhas, disciples. There are various kinds of Buddhas, disciples. The disciple who was very forgetful, maybe like me, he couldn't remember a single word even. So Buddha didn't know what to do with him. So he taught him to sweep garden only. And he swept the garden always. And at that time he was saying, sweeping garden and sweep your mind. And he was sweeping the garden, reciting that short word. But he practiced his way so sincere that so at last he attained arahatship by sweeping garden. He's very famous. Buddhist, you know, put emphasis in actual, you know, attainment, not wisdom, not wisdom acquired by intellectual study, but actual experience of renunciation, to which will go beyond our intellectual understanding of the teaching. Those arahats, the arahats, you know, their practice, of course, you know, arahats, a practice for arahats, or a practice of Theravadan Buddhism, or we call it sometimes Hinayana practice, is, as you know, practice of four stages of meditation. Most teachers who come southern countries or from Tibet talks about four stages of practice, which will attain by our meditation. For us Zen students, it is important to know what is the four stages of Zazen. The first stage is the practice, which various, with many desires or ignorance. The cause of ignorance is cause of we count desires maybe four or five. The drowsiness, you know. and ignorance. So called it, mumyo, ignorance. Ignorance of no, ignorance. Ignorance means, you know, has very deep sense. Because of ignorance, we came, we appeared in this world. It is more than, you know, ignorance in its intellectual sense. And greed. Those are three important, you know. And anger. In the first stage, we shouldn't have, you know, drowsiness. If you, when you are sleeping, even though you are sitting, you are not actually sitting. So, drowsiness is the enemy of the practice. And anger is also the enemy of the practice. If you are angry, you know, you cannot sit. When you sit, you are, when you start to sit, you are not angry anymore. But as long as you are sitting, you have no anger. But you will have some of desires. But controlling somehow the desires, except drowsiness or anger, we can sit pretty well. And when we, when you sit, your mind become clear, and you can think in the first stage. So, in the first stage, you will have a clear mind, clear thinking mind, and you will have control of, you know, some control of various desires. And you have no anger, you have no driving. That is the first stage. The second stage, you have, you don't think. That is the second stage. But you have, you know, you have emotional, you know, trouble or desires, but you don't think. In the third stage, you don't have emotional problem. Emotionally, you are calm in the third stage. And you have joy of calmness of, you know, calming, joy of no problem of emotional problems. So there you have emotionally joy of being emotionally very calm. In the last stage, which is the fourth stage, you have even joy of calming down or conquering emotional difficulties. You have no joy of anything. That is the fourth stage. And there you know, you will attain arahatship. There you have nothing to attain or nothing to study at the fourth stage, which is the highest. But later, you know, they they put one more stage over it. But the actual practice is the four stages is in a form world. And over the form world, we have no form world. And no form world is consists of the meditation in which we experience nothingness of outward object. And next one is, you know, the nothingness within ourselves. Even though you experience emptiness of outward object, you have some idea of outward object, you know, emptiness of outward object. So your mind is directed to outward. But in next stage, your mind will be directed inward, like a jewel, you know, shine itself. And like Jew has nothing, you know, in themselves. That is the second stage. And the third stage, we have no idea of anything which is inside or outside. That is the third stage. And the fourth stage is we don't have any idea of somethingness or nothingness. Or we have no idea of nothingness even. That is the last stage. So we count eight, you know, dhyana. First to fourth stage, and adding to it four stages. The last stage is the characteristic, you know, you can see the characteristic of Buddhism. When you know, in usual, you know, Indian meditation, according to usual meditation, excluding Buddhist meditation, those who meditate, you know, first stage will, you know, accordingly, you will be born in the first deva or heaven. And when you practice second jhana, you will be born, you will come, appear in the second heaven. In this way, we have, you know, respectively, four heavens. But, you know, if you, someone who appeared in heaven, according to Buddhism, should disappear from heaven too, you know. Something which appears should disappear, you know. There is nothing which does not disappear. So even, you know, you go to heaven, you appear in the heaven, you should disappear from the heaven. That is, you know, so-called karma. You have karma, you know. You create karma to go to, you know, heaven. And as long as you have karma to go to heaven, that karma will continue. And you eventually, you know, went down to the bottom of the first desire world. So, unless you, as long as you depend on karma, your practice is depend on karma activity or karmic practice. That practice is not Buddhist practice because it is, the practice is involved in karmic activity. So Buddhist practice should go beyond karmic practice. That is why we practice skandhas, which is go beyond the way to go, which is which do not expect any result from our practice. Just to sit, just to resume our true nature is our practice. Without, you know, trying to attain something, without being involved in karmic activity. That is Buddhist practice, you know. Various teachers so far from southern countries and Tibet emphasize this point. Our practice should start from nothing and end in to nothing. That is our practice. So that is, you know, the stage arahat, you know, will attain finally. That is arahat. Their practice is very, very much similar to the non-Buddhistic practice, but actually there is clear distinction from non-Buddhistic practice. In the sutra, in the echo, we say, Aoni koi negawaku wa shoukan, ushite kannou wa taretama. Aoni koi negawaku wa. Aoni is to look upward, 青に恋に願わくは。恋に願わくは is what we want, I want, or I ask. Looking upward, what we ask is Shokan. Shokan is Buddha's witness. Or Buddha's protection. Fushite. Kanno wo taretamai. Fushite means to kneel down. Fushite. Fushite. Kanno wo taretamai. Respond. When we kneel down with selfish attitude, with pure mind, then Buddha nature hereby will appear. So kanno means respond. Objectively speaking, you know. Subjectively speaking, our Buddha nature arises from our innate nature. But objectively speaking, Buddha nature will come to us when we kneel down with pure mind. The Buddha nature will come to us. So, fushite, kneeling down, we ask. Response of Buddha nature. It means that, you know, we are looking upward, seeing respect for when we kneel down with pure mind, the Buddha nature will come to us. So, fushite, kneeling down, we ask. Response of Buddha nature. It means that, you know, we are looking upward, seeing respectfully many arahats. We ask for their protection, and looking, kneeling down, we ask arahats to join our practice. That is what it means. Jorai, you know, so far, why we recited this sutra, Jorai. Jo is up, Rai is come. So, now we recited Prajnaparamita Sutra. And why we decided the Prajnaparamita Sutra was the merit, atsumuru tokoro no kudoku wa. Atsumuru is to we concentrate. Or gather up, you know, the merit of reciting sutra. we recite the sutra for Jippo Joju no Sambo. Jippo Joju no Sambo Kakai Muryo no Kenjo, we say. I didn't bring eyes, my eyes. Jippo Joju no Sambo. Jippo is ten. Okay. It's okay. Jippo Joju is. Jippo means ten directions. Joju means always present. Joju. Ju is dwell or live or is. Which exists in ten directions. Jo is always. Ju is dwell or live. So the Sambo is three treasures. So Jippo, three treasures, which is which presence? Which is present in ten directions, always. And Kakai Muryo no Kenjo. Kakai is ka is seed or no fruits. And kai is ocean. Muryo is limitless. Mu is no. Ryo is limit or measure, beyond measurement, so innumerous or incalculable, limitless. Kensho means like sages and arahats. So why we say fruit words is if you practice our way, that will be a seed of, you know, attainment, or seed of the merit. So practice, if practice is seed, the what you will have by it is the result or fruit. But here, you know, we shouldn't understand fruit is next and seed is first. Fruit and seed is result in the same time in our practice. We should understand in that way, but rhetorically, we should say kakai, muryo no kenjo. All the sages and the arahats, which are in the limitless sea of the attainment. Especially 16 arahats, 16 arahats. 16, 16 is 16, Dai Arakan, the great Arahant. And Issai, all, Issai is all. Ogu, Ogu is another name of Arahant, who is worthy for offering. O means respond, and Gu is offering. Who is worthy for receive offering? That is Arahat. All the Arahats, Guru Kenza, and the Arahats who belongs to each 16 arahats. You know, there are 16 arahats and many arahats, you know, under each of 16 arahats there were many arahats. That is Kenzaku. Kenzaku is the family. You know. 16 arahats were the head of the family of arahats. So many arahats. So in some temple we say 16 Dai Arakan, 500 Dai Arakan. Sometimes we say, we count 500. Some people say, why we say 500 Arahat is in the first assembly after Buddha, 70, about 100 years. After Buddha passed away, they had big meeting to have meeting and discussed about the teaching Buddha left and recited. Someone recited the teaching, what Buddha told them, and the rest of the people, collected, if there is some correction. And if it is okay, all of them said that was what Buddha said. They agreed. In this way, scripture was transmitted to us. So there were supposed to be 500 disciples. So we say 500 Dai Arakan, 500 arahats. But anyway, we count 16 arahats or more. Issai no ogu, ogu is another name of arahats. Arahats has many names. Arahats has because according to the attainment, they have so many names, like no return sage is after extinguishing all his karma. They do not come back to to this world anymore, because he has no karma to come back. That is the kind of thing he will say. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.